British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has created more chaos in the UK, but what about the rest of the world with a possible no-deal Brexit on the way? AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
If you're wondering about the impact of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's move to suspend Parliament ahead of Brexit,
we are all fastening our Brexit seatbelts and we are getting ready for a very chaotic ride.
Heather Conley, director of the Europe program at CSIS, on a possible no-deal Brexit.
It's the fifth largest economy in the world, the United Kingdom, and it could just unleash an enormous amount of uncertainty. So that's its impact for the U.S. Potentially, it could be very disruptive.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Both the United States and Iran denied Wednesday that they were looking to ratchet up tensions with one another. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the Pentagon, the United States, is not seeking the conflict.
I'm not sure I'm ready to call the crisis over yet, but so far, so good. And we hope that trend lines continue that way. And we hope that the parties, that the Iranians would agree to talk, meet and talk, and help us resolve these issues.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif also said during a visit to Japan that his country is not seeking to intensify disagreements with Washington, but wide differences remain over Iran's nuclear weapons program and Washington's economic sanctions on Tehran. The United States Space Command officially launches Thursday with a White House ceremony hosted by President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Air Force General John Raymond, commander of SpaceCom, are also expected to attend. The U.S. military has not created a command since U.S. Cyber Command was established in 2009. SpaceCom is the military's 11th combatant command, and each have either a geographic, a functional mission, or military operations. This is VOA News. Hurricane Dorian is now expected